Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriage podcast.
We all seem to know a couple who's trying to make the best of a blended family situation. And if you're there, we want to give you some hope today. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg and Aaron Smalley. They run the Focus on the Family Marriage Department. And the truth is that a lot of couples, a lot of families are in this situation.
Really is. In our country today, 1/3 of all weddings form a blended family. So it's very common. And I think for a lot of blending couples, as they are preparing for marriage, don't realize, maybe forget, that this is a relationship that was born out of loss. So probably a divorce, a death, some loss. And so you have family members who might be still really, really hurting, and their hearts are still broken, and they're grieving, and there may be some issues that they still haven't dealt with. And that's very, very different than when we got married and then had children, and our children have been with us the whole time. It's easy to forget that these relationships are born out of loss. That's okay. That's just something that they have to be aware of, so they can deal with that, so that they can create the kind of blended family that they're longing to have.
Yeah, and it's always good to remember it takes time. When there's been loss and pain and deep emotion, abandonment, whatever has gone on, it's going to take some time. And the research shows it takes between 3 and 5 years to truly blend a family fully. And I know, as I work with blended families, when I say that, they're like, oh my word, that's a long time. But it's just being strategic in that time. How are we going to do this in a way that feels the most safe to these kids that are hurting? How are we going to navigate this within our marriage? And so it's creating an intentional pursuit of that healthy blended family.
Yeah, because as you said, and I saw a poster of this when I was a young man, and it stayed with me all these years, things take time.
Yeah.
So give it time. Let's go ahead and turn to a really inspiring story of healing in a blended family situation. Jim Daly talked with Lamar and Ronnie Tyler.
Let's move into the marriage and the blended family situation, because I think there's so much good to learn from your experiences there. So you have the two children, you get married. I believe your youngest, your daughter, really started calling you daddy at 2 years old, and there was no problem. But your older son, 9 at the time, or 11-ish?
About 11.
About 11. A little more difficulty there. And again, your story is, in part, everybody's story. So that's why I appreciate you sharing this. But there was some more difficulty there, right?
It definitely was more difficulty. And I think a lot of it for him was, you know, okay, here's this new man coming into the family, and he's, you know, telling me what to do and how to do it and all these type of things like that. And I think at the same time, you know, he was going through preteen.
Oh, yeah.
Teenager time.
Who is
which
this guy?
Which is with the biological dad. He probably was still saying, hey, this guy here trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be telling me what to do. So,
well, in fact, friends of his, even kids, were telling him, you don't need to listen to this dad, because he's not your real dad.
Exactly. And we saw a lot of that.
How did you address that with him? Did you ever have a chance to sit and talk with him about that?
You know, I did. Looking back at it, definitely some things I wish I would have done differently, because I think probably like a lot of men do, right, the bravado and the macho is,
right.
You know, my stance was more so that, okay, I don't have to be your dad, but I still demand respect.
Yeah.
And it was more almost like that military type of thing of like, okay, you don't have to call me dad, you have to love me like a dad, but you do have to respect me. And while I still did demand respect, I still wished there would have been some other things I could have done to show him love in different ways.
Well, to earn the respect.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying, exactly. But that's so good. How about you as mom watching this? You have to have a bit of anxiety about how my kids are going to relate to Lamar, my husband now, their father.
I mean, to say the least. But when we were, when I was engaged and leading up to the marriage, I never once thought, hey, I'm going to be in a blended family. This is going to be a step family. Those words didn't even come into my thoughts. I didn't prepare myself for the situation. I didn't prepare for myself for Lamar being the stepdad. Like, it all totally just kind of blindsided me. I did not talk to my son. I did not ask him how he would feel about the situation or reassure him. I just thought, this is a good guy. This is good for us. Pushed right on through. So that's the
first
thing.
Going back, you would have done that differently to engage your son.
I would have. I probably, because I know this, like hindsight was, of course, 2020, but I would have actually researched you know, blended families and step families, just to prepare myself. Right. And also it's comforting in knowing, hey, you're going to experience these challenges. It's not unique and you're going to make it through, mm-hmm. you know, and here are some things that you can do. If I had known that, things would have been better. So, and I would have talked to my son and just try to find out how he was feeling about it, because they're kids and they're immature, and he may have had all these thoughts through his head, and I wasn't there to counter them, to reassure him, to tell him, no, it's not like this. It's really like this, and this is what our intentions are, because I didn't talk to him about it. Other people were talking to him, or he kind of came up on his own decision. So I can't blame him all the way for acting out, because I just didn't talk to him about it.
Well, and there's no guarantee that even if you did it perfectly, that it would have been the outcome you wanted.
Right.
Because, you know, God creates us with free will.
Yeah.
So you could, I just want to release you from a little guilt there, because sometimes, I mean, I was that stepson. I had that stepdad myself, and I was 9 years old. I wasn't too kind to him. And he wasn't too kind to me.
Right.
And that's just the way we settled into our relationship. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that even if he sat me down and said, Jimmy, you know, here's the way it is. I don't know that that would have changed my perception, because I'm immature at that time. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of wounds and a lot of hurts. You're not my father. So I know you might want to do it differently.
Yeah, of course. So then, of course, it's still, he's going to act the way he wants. I mean, look at me. I did what I wanted to do, even though my parents tried.
You know? Right.
So I definitely realized that. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, it tore me up to see the conflict in my family. And I had a lot of different emotions, from why aren't my kids acting right? My son, you know, because he was definitely disrespectful.
Yeah.
At the same time, thinking, okay, I don't necessarily like the way Lamar spoke to him. I don't necessarily like
the
way he disciplined, or I'm not used to having someone else step up and want to discipline my children. And I didn't know I would have those feelings at first. So there was a lot going on.
And the key question is, what'd you do? I mean, how did you guys resolve that? That's classic, even in first-time married parenting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, this is classic stuff where,
well, you've had part, disagreements?
And I think that part right there is so important, because in blended families, it's not that it's different issues going on. The issues are just greatly compounded.
Well, that's a good way to look
at
it.
You know, like teens, if I can say, may act crazy, it doesn't matter what family it's in.
Right.
But in a blended family, it's just different and compounded. So even when you mentioned discipline a while ago, like I'm much more of the disciplinarian than Ronnie.
Well, you're coming from a police military dad.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
So I'm much more disciplinarian than Ronnie may be. And we've talked to a lot of couples that are in just a biological nuclear family, and that's an issue. One of the husband or the wife is more, you know, in the discipline than the other person is. So with us, it just was compounded, because when Ronnie would see me react to the kids, she would always talk about, and I could tell some verbally, she would even say sometimes, that's just because you don't have any kids, right? Or you're treating my kids this way. When I'm thinking in my head, no, I would probably treat my kids even sterner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we had children together that she actually saw, okay, this is just the way he is. It's not he's being mean to my children.
Right.
But she didn't have anything to actually reflect that.
That's
upon.
Really interesting. So I'm not letting you off the hook, Ronnie. So how did you, feeling like you're caught in the middle, how did you get resolution?
Yeah.
It took some time, because we didn't handle things necessarily the right way initially, because we didn't know. We weren't educated, and we didn't know. Some of it was just inside, and it would just come out as frustrations. A lot of times we, you know, talk to each other, you know, behind closed doors, not necessarily in front of the kids. Like, I didn't like the way you dealt with this with the kids, or I didn't like the way you talked to my son.
Ooh.
And so, those are some of the things that I would say.
And, you know, these are good things. These are practical things. This truly is, if you're a parent, you can relate to what we're talking about. I mean, that is the bottom line.
Well, Greg and Aaron, the Tylers described their different styles for disciplining kids, and that's a tough one. I mean, how do you encourage couples to work through a disagreement on that topic?
Yeah, well, especially, John, with a blended family, the unity is going to be huge. If husband and wife can be unified, that sets the tone with it all. The unity is going to help those kids to feel a sense of safety between the parents, knowing that they've got it, that they're working through it. And so, I encourage step family parents, especially new ones, to really look at what are our rules. Agree on those ground rules of what we want as we parent these kids.
Okay, so let's say that we've got a couple listening and they're like, yeah, sure, can't do it.
Sounds easy.
We can't talk about this without getting into a spat. What's the deal?
Well, get into a spat, but work through it behind the scenes and away from your kids. In other words, you have to agree on house rules. That's something that as parents that you need to do so that you're unified, especially in a blended family. If biological kids or step kids are seeing you guys disunified, yeah, they will work that angle. So what if you need to go to counseling, go to counseling, call in, talk to one of our counselors, figure it out. But you need to be unified first.
Okay, so you've seen this, I'm sure, in your counseling practices. How often is it that for a couple, this is just the hot topic that they cannot seem to resolve? They have the argument, but it never gets resolved because I raised my kids this way, and just because you raised your kids that way doesn't mean that it's best for our family. Well, what do you do then?
It's key to recognize for these parents as they're entering into a blended family, for them to be educated. And one of the biggest things that has been so helpful is educating that the biological parent is the one who has the strongest attachment with that child. They are going to have the most success. That is their role. They have the right to discipline, the right to set rules and boundaries. So as the parent coming in, the step parent, it's recognizing that really I'm supporting you in the carrying out the discipline. We need to be unified in what we're deciding, but then it's up to you to carry that out. And recognizing, you know what, we are a team, and let's find something that feels good to both of us, but ultimately you get the call because mm-hmm. you're the bio parent.
And there's an element of respect there that I hear you kind of expressing to your spouse. I respect you enough to not get in the way of you disciplining your child. That's a pretty crucial thing to express publicly, even to the kids, right?
It really is. And in that standpoint, that step parent is the wingman to the biological parent. Hmm. Because the research shows that it takes about 2 years before that step relationship is at a place to where that step parent can come in and do the disciplining. And this is a huge conflict for so many blended families. Mm-hmm. And again, what we're trying to say is don't go in disillusioned. Don't go in operating under some myths that, oh, we're going to all love each other instantly. Oh, mm-hmm. I can jump right in and be a parent. You can't. It takes time. So what Aaron is saying is that your job first and foremost as a parental unit is to be unified, then allow that biological parent to carry it out. Your job as step parent is to continue to nurture that relationship that's going to take time. There yeah. will be a day that you can equally parent your stepchild. It just takes time.
I like that. Well, if you or one of your friends is in a blended family and needs encouragement, we would love to send you Lamar and Ronnie's very powerful DVD called Blended, The Unspoken Truth About Step Families. It's a resource that will give you hope, and we do have it on our website. We also have our free marriage assessment, which covers a number of healthy aspects of relationships, and some 800,000 couples have taken that now, so you'll benefit if you'll invest the time. It's on our website, as I said, and then we do have caring Christian counselors here. If we're talking about something and you're saying, yep, it's not working for me, let us know how we can help you in that process. All the details for these resources and help and contacting us are in the show notes. Next time, the Tylers share more from their journey. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage podcast.